What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Today, we're going to be reviewing my fantasy basketball teams, going in depth in the industry pickup league and getting what, learning some things on what we can figure out and how we can move forward for all things fantasy basketball. Let's go!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant, to Shaq!
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we're going to be reviewing the week that was in terms of my fantasy basketball teams, in particular going and a bit of a deep dive into the industry pickup league. That is basically, if you haven't heard already, it is myself and 11 other fantasy basketball analysts, some of the best in the world at what they do, and then myself lumped in there as well. And basically, this league is a public league. There is a website at industrypickup.com that you can go and check out and follow along all the transactions, all the matchups, and all of the results over on the website there. It is designed to be the best of the best, the public league, so that you guys can go and follow along and sort of, you know, use it as a, I don't know if a guide is the right way, but use it as a sort of, you know, something to refer to when you're thinking about, you know, people who are in the business, who are constantly watching basketball, analyzing fantasy basketball stats. And yeah, it'll give you a good understanding of what a really competitive league looks like. And also, maybe you can learn a few things. Maybe you know more than us and you can go and laugh at us on the website anyway. But anyway, this is going to be my breakdown, at least, on how my team went. And my team, the big boys, the Ball Boys big boys, we're on a bit of a heater at the moment. So let's pull up the screen here. We had a big dub, big victory here against Alex Reclean. 7-2 victory for the boys this week, which shot me up into third place. Now, unfortunately for Alex this week, he had a few injury issues to deal with. Namely, he missed two games from Steph Curry earlier in the week. He missed a game from Jalen Williams on the last day as well. I, too, also had my own injury issues as well. So let's look at the team right here. Bradley Beal has been frustrating as hell. So I didn't play a single game for me this week. Still dealing with Wendell Carter Jr. and Scoot Henderson on the bench as well. Picked up Xavier Tillman at the start of the week because I thought that he might be something to do, but I think he's going to be a guy that I'm probably going to drop for next week. He didn't really affect me this week. I just sort of grabbed him. So that doesn't really count as an injury. But the rest of my team really stepped up. I also missed a game from Giannis this week because of the rest, but he was awesome in the three games that he did play. So still yet to have a four-game Giannis week. But this week, I was very close also to an 8-1 victory, and had I been a little bit smarter, I only actually played, now again, just a reminder for this league, it is a 40 games game limit cap per position. So each position in our lineups have a limit of four games played for the week. So I only hit the 38. Alex hit the 38 as well. So we both kind of fell short. I could have got to 40 had I just been a little bit smarter and not been dumb and paid a bit more attention to which positions were playing the games, because on my final day, I had two games left to fill up in my guard and in my final flex position. Obviously, I can't play two players in the one position. So if I had moved some of my players instead of playing in shooting guard the previous day into guard position, I could have had an extra couple of games played. But anyway, didn't really cost me too much in the end. I would have had to stream in to win the three-pointers category. So ended up losing threes by two to Alex, which would have given me the 8-1, but settled for the 7-2. Very, very happy that this was my first week where I won points. I had not won points as a category so far in this league. Is very interesting for my team to be in that position, because I was kind of starting to think about maybe I should be doing a punt points build, but this week I actually had a very good points scoring week. And like I said, I also missed a week, or missed a game, I should say, from Giannis. So I do even still have further upside. Obviously, Bradley Beal on my team as well had not played a single game. So Scoot Henderson, I imagine, is going to be scoring a bunch in the second half of the year as well. So it kind of makes me go, okay, well, maybe I don't have to lean into that punt points build just yet. Let's sort of keep floating along and see how we do. So that is definitely an interesting development for my team, that on any given week, I can do really well. De'Aaron Fox has been a really bright spot for me since coming back, which was this week. He has provided a massive boost to my scoring. He looks really good this year. Three-point shooting looks really nice. So very, very happy with how the team performs. And again, this is what I like to do with all of my team reviews. I look at how my team matches up against, and I'll move myself over here, a little camera on YouTube, but how my team matches up against the rest of the league. And actually this week, this is just showing how good of a week I had. It won't be this good every week, but I actually would have beat every single team this week had I matched up with any of them. I think three teams I would have beaten 5-4. I would have actually, shout out to B-Dub. I think B-Dub, I would have got you 9-0, my friend. I think was an interesting shout out. So shout out to you, B-Dub, if you're watching. Unfortunately, didn't verse you this week, but just, you don't often beat someone 9-0, but I actually think, yeah, I would have beat you 9-0 this week. Shame, couldn't have been this. Actually, no, sorry. Oh, my mistake. My mistake. He has 61 threes, I have 61 threes, so it would have been 8-0-1. So not quite the full 9, but very close nonetheless. But I think, yeah, a few other teams I would have beat 7-2. Would have beat every other team at least 5-4, which is a positive thing. One thing I have also been noting for this team in particular has been my assist to turnover ratio, and notably comparing it to two teams that I think are going to be tough matchups for me. In Rhett Bowers' team, who, again, last week I lost to him in both turnovers and assists. This week I beat him in assists and lose just in turnovers. So much better week from that point of view for the team this time around. Josh, I would have lost to assist in, but beaten him in turnovers. So a good improvement based on what I was focusing on this week compared to last week, where I lost to both these guys in both categories. This week, I split them for them between both, leading to a victory in those matchups had we been matching up this week. So that is a positive sign for me. The other thing is, again, a category I'm leaning into or trying to be really good at is steals. And I led the league in steals this week with 51 steals. Very up and down category, but a few key additions that I've had to my team. If I go over and have a look at the squad again, and this time I'll bring myself back over here once more. But a couple of additions that I made that I think are going to look like some winners for me. Added in Alex Caruso, who, despite going to the locker room 50 times this week, still put up a good solid week. Had some good point scoring games. He's been shooting efficiently, but the steals, the blocks, the assists, the low turnovers have all been very valuable to my team. So he's been doing good. Josh Hart had a solid week as well. He benefited a little bit with a few guys out, but again, he had like a 3-steal game this week, a bunch of assists in there as well with low turnovers, solid rebounds. Not the high scoring that helped me this week, but still someone that I think is valuable. So those were two guys that I added for this week, and it seemed to pay off a lot as well. We had some big Chris Paul games in there with Steph Curry missing a couple. So again, a little bit of a false economy there, but the biggest thing for me here is how well De'Aaron Fox, how well Domantas Sabonis played this week. My Kings boys absolutely tore it up. They had four games this week. So whenever I have a Kings four-game schedule, it's usually good things for my fantasy squad, at least for this team. So hopefully that can continue to roll through. I believe next week, who am I versing? I'm versing watch the boxes over here. So the positive thing, forecasting for the next week, and then again, I always recommend you forecast the next week. Have a look on what you think is going to be, the close categories. The positive thing for me, if you haven't already, go and check out the week 5 preview video. Watch the boxes here. They've got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was their number 1 pick, and their number 2 pick was Kyrie Irving. And this week, teams that play 2 games this week are the OKC Thunder and the Dallas Mavericks and the Detroit Pistons. But they do have their first 2 picks playing 2 games this week, which is a bit of a luck thing on my side. So I want to really capitalize it, and I'm going to try and go for a 6-3 at least victory this week, because I think it is possible because of the low volume for his 2 first picks. I don't think off the top of my head that I've got many people in that boat. Do I have anyone with a 2-game week? I've got Derek Lively, but again, he's not really someone I need to be too concerned about. So Derek Lively's got 2. The rest of my squad has 3 or 4 games for the most part. I believe Sacramento has 3 games. So despite having just the 3 games to Sacramento for my 2 big boys from the Kings, the 2 games from Watch the Boxes does definitely put the schedule in my favor this week. So I do feel confident that I can at least get the victory. I want to try and at least go for that 6-3, maybe even a 7-2 victory again this week and really solidify myself in the standings. If we go, that's the wrong squad. If we go look at the standings here, we've got Josh Lloyd sitting up at the top there. He has, is he the only team that's undefeated? Has established the run lost yet? I believe, maybe not. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the results here. Establish the run. Scoring period, establish the run. Wins 5-4, establish the run, 5-4. Okay, so we've got 2 undefeated teams so far, and then myself. So that is interesting. So those 2 teams are shaping up to be quite formidable. And then there's a few guys. Everyone else, I believe, has at least lost 1 matchup. I believe Josh's matchup was very close. I think it came down to blocks and rebounds in the end. So nearly lost there for the first time, but he managed to scrape through. Then there's me sitting at 3rd. There seems to be a very solid top 9. Bit of a gap between 9 and 10. And in this league, it's top 6 makes playoffs. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to keep fighting tooth and nail to make sure I'm inside that top 6. It's not going to be the type of league where I'm going to be able to really coast and, hold on to bad performing players. The good thing, though, is with that game's cap limit, I can have the ability to hold some players on my bench because I'm not using every single one of my roster spots every single day. So that does allow for a little bit of stashing in a league where if this was a normal daily changes league, I would not really be able to do that luxury. So it hasn't been hurting me as much with the injuries as a normal league would, which is a little bit of a blessing. So in terms of my matchup against
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Boxes for next week. If I go and look at our teams compared, very close in steals. So I would have only just got him in steals, 51 to 47. So that's going to be a very close category. The points was also extremely close, 688 to 697. Now, when he doesn't have those two big guys playing for more than two games, that will help me. But it is something that I'm really going to try to push. I don't know, because of the games played discrepancy, if I'm going to be able to beat him in turnovers. We'll see. But if I can get him in points, steals, blocks, assists, rebounds, and field goal percentage, I'll be very happy. My team's not very strong in threes. I don't know if I'm going to push hard to stream threes in. I probably won't, maybe a little bit, but that can give me a solid 6-3. And then if I have a surprise victory in turnovers or threes, I'll be very, very happy. But I'm going to be trying to, you know, push hard and maybe stream in a game here and there for some points and steals just to really consolidate those categories. But I do feel comfortable in the others that I would be able to get through, assuming my team doesn't shoot like shit and tank my field goal percentage. This was by far my best field goal percentage week, nearly shooting over 57% from the field, which cleared any other team by far, which I was pretty happy with. So, again, looking ahead at the schedule and things like that, not a big, huge streaming day, but one thing for this league in particular that I need to keep on top of, we talked about those maximum games, so this is what they kind of look like. This is what I meant by the fact that I had, on the last day, I only had two games played left on my final flex spot and my guard. So I couldn't feel that maximum level up. So I only had the 40 games played, but all the rest were played. But for this next week, what I need to be looking for is the schedule and how many of those games played are going to be filled for my squad. So, and just a shout out to Josh Lloyd, who I think is doing this in the Locked On Fantasy Basketball. I actually really love this system because it allows for injuries not to hurt you quite as much. It also just prevents the complete turning over of rosters every single day because of streaming, which is part of the game that I don't enjoy quite as much, especially if you've got fab budget and it's kind of the fab budget that doesn't allow you to make a quick waiver wire acquisition if there's late news on a game day. So that doesn't hurt you quite as much in a league like this, which I do quite enjoy. So I'm a big fan and a big supporter of this type of system. I believe it can only be done on Fantrax, but it is something that I do endorse as a good system. But anyway, for the most part, so the games, the players that I'm not going to have to move at all, Suggs is going to play his four games. Scotty Barnes is going to play his four. Giannis is going to play his four. They're no back-to-back, so hopefully that does mean he does play four games. Who else have we got? We've got Capella's going to play his four. Caruso's going to play his four, assuming he can stay out of the locker room. We've got Aaron Gordon's going to play his four. So I've got three games out of De'Aaron Fox, Chris Paul, Sabonis, and Josh Hart. So I'm going to have to fill out, what's that, one, two, three, four kind of streamer-type rotations. I've got Miles Turner in here, who's got three as well. So he's probably going to fit in there for three games as well. So those are my three games filled. So I've got to kind of decide, do I want to put in Josh Hart? It'll kind of depend on, you know, is the RJ Barrett still in? Is a player like, who was out for them? Anyway, I can't remember exactly who was out for the, I know they had someone out. I can't remember exactly, but if they've got a full healthy team, if they're full and healthy, maybe Josh Hart is someone I put on my bench. Is Caruso going to be injured? The other thing is, this is also assuming no one gets hurt throughout the week. So what I do like to do is bank a lot of those games at the start of the week in case injuries do strike, because if I'm going into the final couple of days, assuming I've got just enough to fill it up, and there's a late injury or something like that, and I don't get the limit that I'm looking for, then it does hurt me. So I do like to kind of go ahead of it a little bit at the beginning, and that might mean at the end of the week I have to sit someone like a Josh Hart or sit someone like a Caruso, some of those back-end players that, aren't going to be too bad if I miss out on them on a game because I've, streamed in a couple of spots at the start when I'm carrying injuries to, Bradley Beal, Scoot Henderson, Wendell Carter Jr. Derek Lively, I don't think I'm going to use much this week as well because he's not a big point scorer. He's not going to help me with those steals really either. So he's going to be someone that pretty much just sits on my bench this week, but that's fine. He's got the two games. No big worries there. So that is the strategy going into this week. By the time this video comes out, that's fine. I will have made this waiver claim. So I am trying to pick up a Dante DiVincenzo just because, again, Quentin Grimes. Quentin Grimes was the one I was talking about before. If Quentin Grimes is out, he might be able to give me... He went really well last game. He is someone that I think can pick up a decent amount of stats with decent playing time. So he had the three steals, 25 points, and 7 threes last game. If Grimes is out again, I will probably look to start him and use a roster spot for him in that first day, and hopefully get me off to a good start in those points, threes, and steals categories, which I do think are going to be pretty close this week. So that is the game plan for the big boys in the industry pickup league. That's the league I'm going to go into a lot of detail. I will just touch on real quickly some of my other more public leagues out there, starting with the Ball Boys Championship 30 League. Had two victories over here. So in this league, we verse two matchups each week. One of my matchups, 6-3, and my other matchup, 5-4. Team's going really well. Skylar Mays has been a good pickup and a good stream, and a couple of the back-end guys that I've drafted have been really, really popping off. So Asar Thompson, Scotty Barnes, Jalen Johnson have all been incredible for me, all great late picks. Scotty Barnes was a mid-round pick. Bam has been awesome. Mobley's doing exactly what I wanted to. He was my first pick on this draft. Skylar Mays has filled in. That final guard spot for me is the tricky one. Jaden Ivey was one of my picks. I think I got him at like 121. Massive disappointment. So just trying to fill in that final guard spot. I don't really have anyone that I think is a permanent solution. So it's kind of schedule-based. I know that Detroit played two games this week. So I've got a decision to make whether or not I start Asar Thompson. But in a really deep league like this, Asar Thompson for two games versus Caleb Martin for four or three games. I can't remember how many he has, or three or four games from Julian Champagne. Like, it's pretty slim picking. So I might just roll with Asar Thompson. But that has me at the moment for the Ball Boys Championship League. I'm 8th out of 30. So pretty comfortable there. Top 16 going to the playoffs, just like the NBA. So pretty happy with my sitting at that stage. So I am, 5.5 games clear of the 16th spot. Things can change very quickly in this league, though, because obviously we are versing the two teams every week. And if you have a bad week and lose 2-7 to two teams, and you can drop down the standings very quickly. And similarly, you can rise up the standings very quickly in a league like this as well. So still obviously very early there, but so far so good. I think I lost my first matchup and won the rest since, except for one. I think I lost to Team Canada, who had a really big week and beat me 4-5 last week. So that is that. I will go through my World Cup team. I had a very tight 5-4 victory, so I believe I'm undefeated in this league at the moment. Now, I always struggle to remember how to look at my actual standings on this one here because there's so many teams. So I'm sitting third. I've had a bunch of, I think I had 1-7-2 and the other few were all 5-4 victories. So sitting pretty well. This is a punt, steals, and threes team. So big games in the final day for Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant helped me a lot to secure the victory here. So this one, I'm going to have to stream a heavy amount at this stage. I've got to make a decision to drop. It'll probably be Harrison Barnes to get Brendan Miller in. He's been looking all right, so that's looking good. Already had Santi Aldama kind of stashed there, who seems to be a must-add player. I would definitely be, I tweeted out today, I'd be running, not walking, to go and grab Santi Aldama as the starting small forward for them. But things are looking pretty good in this squad. A little bit more of a weakness in threes than I would have liked, but scoring well, good percentages, really good rebounds, blocks are okay, turnovers are low, which is nice, so all in all, looking okay, could be a little bit better. DeAndre Ayton's been disappointing, which kind of sucks. The fact he's only scoring 12 points is just insanely maddening, and less than a block, you know, 0.8 blocks per game is really annoying. But that's how that team is looking. In my Roto League, which you guys might have seen, the Cash League with effective field goal percentage replacing field goal percentage, I'm sitting third right now. I've played 136 games. The two teams in front of me are clear. I think the team in front is just going nuts on games played, so I do expect he's going to fall back down right now. So the closest competition, I think, right now is Johnny Drama, which is Karan, who I think won the points league for the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Bowl last season. Very smart fantasy guy. Does a lot of stuff for Fantasy Basketball International. He's probably my main competition right now. I have copped a few injuries recently. So obviously, Steph Curry going out for a couple of games hurt this past week. Ben Simmons, Russell Westbrook's obviously been sucking recently, so I've had to bench him. Marcus Smart looks like he's going to be out for a while. I've been stashing Trey Murphy, and I've been stashing Miles Bridges. So he's come back in, put him into the starting lineup as well. So all in all, the team's looking good. I do need, Shaedon Sharpe's been a bit shit recently as well, so I might need to consider benching him. And my bench is, like, there's not a whole lot going on my bench. There's not much on the waiver wire, so sort of just biding my time until some opportunities present. I'm looking quite low in assists. I am dead last in assists. There you go. So I need to make up some ground there. But there's not many good options, I feel, to get some good assists onto my squad. But it is something that I'm going to be trying to be opportunistic when searching for an ability to plug in some players for some assists. So I'm a little bit behind in the games played sort of total. But that's fine. I like to kind of do that to sort of figure out things, how they're going. Again, I'm not a super experienced Roto player, but challenging myself with this one here. And so far, enjoying it. I think I'm going pretty well. You know, leading in effective field goal percentage. I was leading in threes until Johnny Drama took over, but hopefully I'll reclaim the threes crown back as well. So yeah, we'll see how we go. Let me know if you guys give a shit about these about these leagues and about the industry pickup league in general. I do think it's a good way for us to just sort of describe to you and discuss like some tactics and things like that that I'm thinking for my teams so that I can get across to you, I guess, from a more personal point of view of the tactics that we talk about in the show in general. So that will do it for us today, guys. Tomorrow we're going to be coming out with some buy low and sell high players, five players in each category, buy low and sell high, for you to target in some trades. And then we will be reviewing the monster 14 game slate on the Wednesday night in the NBA, and continuing to smash out some fantasy basketball content. Follow me on Twitter at BallBoysFantasy. Like, subscribe, 5-star rating, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.